is beginning to rain, rain, rain. Hear the voice of our Father saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky, it's beginning.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Well, it's wonderful to be with you again. Today, we're going to have part six of The Call, The Chosen, The Faithful. I believe this is one of the most important series that I've ever preached, and it has tremendous impact for you. Yes, it does, because of so many false teachings in this area today. Many people just don't know who they are in Christ. They don't know how to get victory. They don't realize that they are called, they are chosen, they are faithful. Sometimes they say this other race or this other group is the chosen people. They don't even realize it, that their destiny is to be chosen by God. They don't realize they've been chosen from the foundation of the world, called, chosen, faithful. They don't realize that they're the true Israel, and that there is another false Israel that the Bible in the book of Revelation calls the synagogue of Satan. And we define all that and describe it, examine it, and, well, it's a glorious revelation when you find out who you are in Christ Jesus. Well, we have some beautiful music today. First of all, we do need your financial help. We really do. And without belaboring that, the second thing, I'd like to hear from you, and I'd like you to let me know how we're doing here. You know, are you getting a blessing from the sermons? Are you feeling the power of God in your life? Are you feeling victory? Are we helping you? And of course, we can only help you if Christ Jesus is really the high priest and our leader. And that's what we want. We pray that our Lord will lead us to lead you. And we take very seriously the fact that we've been given the privilege of being on the air, heard around the world, and to us that's a privilege but a great responsibility. And we want to hear from you if you feel deep in your heart that we're accomplishing what we set out to do. And if you got a complaint against us or some comment that's of a negative quality, I don't get many of those, but if you have one, well, let us know that too. I mean, you know, we're not always perfect around here. But when you do that, if you criticize me or the ministry or my preaching, would you at least let me know what the Bible says? Now, I don't like somebody that just says it's my opinion. Well, you know, your opinion's okay. Mine's all right, too. And I don't mind it. I mean, if you want to tell me that, your opinion, I'm not going to get mad at you or anything. But on the other hand, it would be really good if you don't agree with us theologically. Say, hey, Tex, here's what the Bible says. And, you know, give me three or four verses. And that would turn me around. Frankly, I don't get that. I've never, you know, I don't remember ever getting anyone that did that. But the Bible tells us to do those things, to be good Bereans. But on the other hand, if you go to the Bible and what I've said is true, and you know it's a leading from the Lord Jesus, then how about writing me and encouraging me? That would be nice to get an encouraging letter. So see, there's so many things. All right, with that, the Blackwood Brothers are back again by demand. Well, I have to admit, I'm the one that demanded it. But I know many of you did too, but they're one of my favorite groups. All right, last week they sang Restore My Soul, and it did restore my soul. So today they're back again to sing He's All I'll Ever Need.
Things of this old world anymore. at once to me they've lost their glow. When I knelt in prayer and he came in and washed my sins away, that's when all my worldly pleasures had to go. For he's all I'll ever need to make it through this world. He's the one true friend that's never let me down. For he filled the longing that I had down deep inside my heart, took my feet and placed them on the solid ground. Now I'm headed for a city somewhere just around the bend, and each step I take is sweeter as I go. Just a few more days to labor with him walking by my side. With his help I'm gonna make it, this I know. For he's all I'll ever need to make it through this world. He's the one true friend that's never let me down. For he filled the longing that I had down deep inside my heart, took my feet and placed them on the solid ground. Took my feet and placed them on the solid ground.
If they do believe, if they're Jewish in race, in heritage, genealogically, and they believe in Jesus, then they're one of his chosen people. And Abraham is their father. But listen to me. If they do not believe in Jesus Christ, then though they be circumcised, though they be Jewish, though in race, in genealogy, though they can count 20 generations back of heritage as a Jew, it doesn't matter. They are not a true Jew. They are not of the Israel of God. They're not one of God's chosen people because they've rejected Jesus Christ. God doesn't choose people who eternally have been chosen for hell. Now, if they accept Jesus, and a remnant of Israel, of physical Israel, will accept Jesus. A remnant will. And I'm glad for that remnant. They'll be my brother and sister. They'll be my friend. But when they get to heaven, they won't be Jew or Gentile. They'll just be of Jesus Christ. And I won't be Jew or Gentile either. I don't expect to have a Gentile body in heaven. I don't know what I'm going to be like. Paul said, we don't even know what we'll be like, but we know we'll be like him, like Jesus. That's who I want to be like. I don't want to be like I am now. I got a letter recently from somebody who said, Tex, I've seen your video, and you sure are a good-looking man. Well, I appreciate that. But tune in 10 years, I'm getting a little older. I probably have more wrinkles. I might turn out to be an ugly old man. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I don't care what I look like today. Wanda has to get on to me all the time, it seems. You know, she makes sure I don't care how I dress, how I look. I just want to serve the Lord. And sometimes she has to, you know, grab me by the scruff of the neck and take me down to the men's clothing store to buy new shirts or a new suit or something that I need. Because I don't care about those things. I don't worry about them. She says, well, you've got to look presentable if you're in public. You know, you don't have to look like $1 million text, but you have to at least look like you're not a bum. Okay, all right, Wanda, I understand. You need a good woman, you know. They're precious as rubies, the Bible says, just to keep you straight, guys. And Wanda does that for me. But, you see, God doesn't care about your outward appearance in terms of your spirit life. He wants to know what you are inside. Are you born again? Romans chapter 4, verse 13 says, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Therefore, Romans 4 continues, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. It says the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Paul's talking to the Romans. Are the Romans Jews? He's talking to the Romans, some of whom are Gentiles, some were Jews. But they were Christians, members of the Christian church. And he says, Abraham is the father of us all. My friends, you have Abraham as your father. And God is your heavenly father if you're one of the chosen people of God. You don't believe it? Read Ephesians 3, verse 6. It says that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Wow! The Gentiles shall be fellow heirs. You say just the Jews are heirs of the promise? Uh-uh. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise. How? In Christ by the gospel. It couldn't get any more clear than that, could it? And if you are a Christian and you try to accept that there's two bodies of Christ, one that's God's chosen people, the Jews, even though they reject Jesus, even though, yes, thankfully, a small remnant will be saved. But you say all of them are chosen whether they accept Jesus or not. That's what people tell me. All the Jews are chosen. They're God's chosen people. They're his favorites. If you help them out, you'll get a blessing. You'll be prospered by God for helping out these Jews who hate Jesus, who despise Jesus, who reject him. Are you kidding me? That'll get you a blessing? They spit on Jesus and you say, I'll get a blessing by helping them. What kind of foolishness have you listened to by these false teachers? And you, therefore, Robertson, Pat Robertson, and Jerry Falwell, they all go to these rabbis and they yoke themselves with the rabbis. I was listening to J.R. Church of Prophecy in the News one day, and he was telling me about all the spiritual advice he got from some Jewish rabbi. He said, I asked the Jewish rabbi, do you think the Messiah is coming? He was even afraid to ask him when Jesus was coming. And the rabbi said, I think he's coming soon. The Messiah is coming. Of course, their Messiah, since they've rejected Christ, is going to be the Antichrist. Friends. And he says, the rabbi said, maybe he's coming soon. And I asked J.R., I said, so what good did that do to you to ask a rabbi for spiritual advice? He's not even saved. J.R.'s eyes got big. And I said, J.R., the Bible says the natural man, that is the unsaved man, cannot even comprehend, cannot receive the things of Christ because they're spiritually discerned. You can't go ask for spiritual advice from an Islamic imam, some teacher in the Muslim mosque. You can't go down to the Buddhist temple and ask a Buddhist, a monk, and you can't go to a synagogue and ask a Jewish rabbi. These are natural born men. They have not received the things of Christ. But let me tell you something. You can go to a person with a third grade education or a second grade or no grade who is born again in Jesus and ask for spiritual advice, and they'll give you some of the greatest, most wonderful and saving advice in this world. They're not a monk. They're not an imam. They're not a rabbi. They're not even a pastor. But they have the seed of God planted in them. They're one of God's chosen people. They have this uneducated person with no religious seminary background has something special. He has the word of God planted in him. I told you before about the New Ager who had a doctorate degree. And he needed help desperately. His life, he was miserable. He was an educated man. He wanted to know, who can I talk to about Jesus? He went and spoke to several pastors here in Austin, Texas. And let me tell you something. He wanted to know how he could be cleansed. He wanted to know how he could be changed. And they had no advice for him, because they were unsaved, unregenerated, false teachers. He left miserable, unhappy. kid going to liberal churches. They didn't know how to be saved. They didn't know how it could be changed. I talked with a friend, and a friend said, I know somebody you can talk to. There's a man who is a motorcycle mechanic. Now, he's not like you. He's not educated. He may not even have a high school diploma. His hands are dirty. They're filthy. He works all day on motorcycles, fixing motorcycle engines. He's down at such and such a engine shop over on North Lamar Street. He used to be involved in the occult and the New Age. Not like you, of course, at a higher level with, you know, all of your education and training as a world leader of the New Age. But he'll understand, and he'll tell you what to do. So this man, desperate, went to see this uneducated, in a sense illiterate compared to him, motorcycle mechanic with his greasy hands. And you know, he went in and said, I need to talk to you. And the guy put his tools down and his rags down, and he went outside. And there they sat down beside the shop, just outside the shop. And he spilled his guts out, his heart out to this man. He says, what can I do? And the man says, you need Jesus. You need the saving touch of Jesus in your heart. He'll change your life. That's what happened to me. He says, how can I know this Jesus? And the man said, I'll pray with you for him. And he did. And this man's life was changed. And he came to visit me at my ministry as a Christian. And he said, Brother Tex, he was my brother. My life was changed that day. He could have sought out seminary professors. We have a Presbyterian liberal theological seminary here in Austin, Texas. We have the University of Texas. I understand there are 1,600 professors there. He could have sought them out, but he didn't. And because he didn't, his life was changed. He didn't go seek out a rabbi or an imam or a monk. He sought a man who had the seed of Abraham. He had the seed, which is the word of God, which is Jesus Christ planted in him. He sought out someone who was one of God's chosen. And he didn't say, is your name Goldstein, Goldberg, Silversmith? He didn't say, or do you know the Dalai Lama? He knew the man knew somebody greater than all of them. He knew Jesus. Listen to Revelation 3, verse 9. It says, behold, this is what God says now. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Friends, those who say, I'm a Jew in the flesh, I'm one of God's chosen, even though I reject this Jesus. God says they're of the synagogue of Satan. They say they're Jews, but they're not. Why are they lying? Are they lying that they come from the lineage of Abraham? Maybe not. I know I've heard these things. People told me about the Khazar race that come from Russian heritage. And they're really not Jews at all, but they're most of the Jews, people who say they're Jews tonight are Khazars. I'm not even talking about, I'm not going to get into all of that. I told you I didn't care about the lineage of people. I'm not going to argue with you about where the tribes of, the lost tribes of Israel went over and all this garbage that you hear from the identity teachers. I don't care about that. Even the Bible says, don't spend endless time arguing about the foolishness of genealogies. Reminds me of those people that say, my ancestors came over on the Mayflower. Well, I can read you about the Mayflower Madam, the prostitute. Her main claim to fame, other than being the madam of a whorehouse, was that her parents came over, or her ancestors came over on the Mayflower. What good is that going to do her in hell? Doesn't matter who your ancestors were, my friend. It matters who your father is. Did you just hear what I said? Once you're born again, you're of a whole new race, my friends. You're of a whole new family. You've got a high priest. Everything was put behind you. If you want to keep emphasizing that you're black or white or Jew or Gentile or American or German or something or Israeli, go ahead and waste your time. But I say don't even yoke yourself with people like that, of other religions. The Bible says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? You understand that, my friends? A man who is a Jew, who says, I do not believe in Jesus, he is an unbeliever. Now, you're of Abraham, he's not. Why? Because Abraham believed and it was counted to him for righteousness. This is an unrighteous person. You want to get into a spiritual communion with him because he's Jewish and because you think that he's one of God's chosen people? You're foolish enough to have believed your pastor, your seminary professor. Listen, you're violating what God said. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? God doesn't want you in spiritual fellowship with those who say they are God's chosen but reject his son. Romans 8 verse 9 says, now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Did you hear that? But I'm Jew. I'm one of God's chosen people. Listen to me. Now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. The Spirit itself beareth witness within our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs. You're the heir of Abraham. You're the seed of Abraham. You have the promise. Romans 8, 16, Romans 8, 17. And friends, we've got a great future. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So I ask again, are you one of the called, the chosen, the faithful? That God has built a temple already right here on earth out of living stones? Did you know that God has a temple? You may not be aware of it. You say, well, now, I know the Jews want to rebuild the temple of God on the Temple Mount, but they got a problem up there. You know, the old Dome of Omar and that big golden roof it's got on it that the Muslims have built. They've got to get rid of that first. There's got to probably be a World War III and destroy that. And then right there on top of that mountain overlooking Jerusalem, they'll build their temple right there next to the Wailing Wall, and the Jews will have, they'll go in there and have their sacrifices once again. That'll be the rebuilt temple. But God's already got his temple right here on earth. It's already been built. As those are the ones he's looking for. They're his chosen people. I've been talking about that. People always ask me, who are God's chosen people? You got to be called. You got to be chosen. You got to be faithful. Faithful to Jesus Christ. Well, what's that got to do with race? Because I thought it was the Jewish people. And most of them don't believe in Jesus. Aren't they called? Aren't they chosen? Aren't they faithful? Well, you know they're not faithful. You know they're not called. Oh, some of them are. There's a few. God says he'll save a remnant. The Apostle Paul was a Jew. He, you know, it was a desire of his heart that his tribesmen be saved. And I think God, in his goodness, will save some Jews. But most of them, it says very clearly in the Bible that they'll make a covenant with hell. A covenant with hell. They'll reject the everlasting covenant with God and instead enter into a covenant with hell. And that's very sad. I'm a big believer in evangelizing Jewish people because they've been taught so many lies for so long about Christianity. I believe many of the Jews really do believe that Christians hate Jews. They really do believe that we want to see harm to the Jews. And they've even been taught the lie that Hitler was a Christian. Adolf Hitler and his Nazi henchmen were Christians. And Jews say, hey, Hitler killed 6 million Jews in the Holocaust. He was a Christian. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't a Christian. Come on. You know better than that. Well, he was baptized a Roman Catholic. Oh, yeah? Well, listen to what you just said. You know, there's a lot of people who have been baptized a lot of things. That doesn't make them a Christian. Got to be born again in spirit and in truth. And I don't think Hitler was born again in spirit and in truth. What about this temple? Today we're going to talk about God's chosen people. We're going to explain it even further to you. it's going to become so clear and so powerful, because it'll change your life once you realize that if you accept Jesus Christ, you're one of God's chosen people. And let me tell you something, the whole world becomes a different place for you with your understanding. As far as this temple goes, I want you to, if you have your Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16, talks about the temple of God. It says, "For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Did you know God has said that to Christians? There it is in Corinthians. It says, "Ye are the temple of the living God." We're the living stones. And you know, Jesus Christ is the cornerstone, is he not? He's the stone whom the builders rejected. The Jews rejected him. But those who love him accept him as Lord and Savior and believe in him. And it's counted to us for righteousness. And he cleanses us from our sins. And we are the temple of the living God. And God will dwell in you and walk in you. And he will be your God, and you will be one of his people. Now, there we get into it. You're one of God's chosen people if you have God, that is Jesus Christ, within. The hope of glory, Jesus Christ. If you have him, God says, you're one of my living stones.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.